This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We have so far learned two very important things about this Texas church mass shooter guy. I don't even remember his name. I don't even want to say his name if I did. But he's dead now after killing, 26 plus people and wounding 30 more. I don't know the final numbers. But we know two very important things about this person. This is very important for us to remember. Number one, he was a devout atheist. He hated God. He hated religion. And as a result, he had no reservations about murdering people. He did not believe that there was judgment on his soul for any of his actions. And in this way, this mass murderer really resembles many of the people that we see in modern science. Richard Dawkins, for example, is an atheist. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye, many of these other so-called science people are all atheists as well. I think even Stephen Hawking, I think he's an atheist, if I'm not mistaken. There's a lot of atheists out there in the realm of science. And for some of them, not all of them, but some of them, this is why I think we see such a lack of ethics. A lot of people who claim to represent science tend to be very immoral, very unethical, mean people. And there's a meanness in atheists, again, not all of them, but many of them, that you just don't find in people who have a belief in, you know, divine judgment and the immortality of the soul and so on. So that's the first thing. The guy was a devout atheist. And he also was a fan of CNN, by the way. He loved to watch CNN. It was one of the channels that he liked on his social media. But the other big thing, which I think is even more important, is the fact that this guy was cruel to animals. He had a lot of animal cruelty in him. I think he was convicted of cruelty to animals at one point. And this is a common thread that you find in mass shooters or killers, is that they, as children, often as teens, they would do things to torture small animals. They would torture cats or dogs or birds or squirrels or whatever they could get their hands on, and they would subject them to, you know, very, very torturous experiences. And this is an odd, weird, horrifying thread that you find cropping up in a lot of these people who end up shooting human beings. And obviously the thread here indicates a lack of empathy, a lack of compassion, a lack of respect for life. Now, where else do you find this? Once again, in science and medicine. You have abortion. You have the harvesting of babies for medical experiments, harvesting their tissues. Partial birth abortions, which is when a child is almost fully born, and then they use a tool and they sever the neck, the base of the spine of that child. They murder that child as it's being born. It's called partial birth abortion. It happens every day all across America. It's a kind of cruelty throughout science that you see reflected in this mass shooter and his torture of animals. And what else do you see in science? You see apes, primates, chimpanzees, macaques, and so on used as animal experiments. You see this in the vaccine industry, where they actually grow vaccine ingredients using African green monkeys. In fact, African green monkey kidney cells are now used in many, many vaccines given to children in the United States, including, I think, the chickenpox vaccine. I'd have to go back and check my notes. But several very common vaccines are grown in... I think it's actually the smallpox vaccine, come to think of it. A little correction there. Smallpox vaccine uses African green monkey kidney cells. And so what they do is they capture these monkeys and they imprison them, and then they infect them with smallpox, and then you know, until they almost die, and then they kill the monkeys and harvest their organs and grind those up to be made into vaccines that are injected into human children. And of course, the human children are also maimed by vaccines. They're made autistic, they're paralyzed, they're killed. There are, you know, thousands of children across the world every year that are killed by vaccines. Even in the United States, there are some as well. And so this reflects the lack of ethics and the abuse and the lack of compassion across medicine and science. And that's why it's no coincidence that many of the thought leaders in medicine and science are also atheists who support murdering children via abortion. It's all the same culture of murder and suffering and pain, but profiting from it in terms of medicine and science. And to me, you know, a lot of what goes on in science and medicine is the same kind of mass murder as what we saw in this Texas church. It's just that it takes a different form. In science and medicine, they murder children through abortion. They murder children through vaccines. They murder children through medical experimentation, such as in Nigeria, where the government there issued arrest warrants for the CEO of Pfizer and other principals of Pfizer, because Pfizer used Nigerian children for their medical experiments and ended up killing some children of Nigeria. And that's exactly, you see, it's kind of like a mass shooting in a church, except they're shooting up children with medicine. They're still murdering children, but they're doing it in the name of corporate profits instead of to achieve some anti-God goal, I guess, which is what this Texas church shooter person was all about. In any case, it's all sick. It's all psychotic. It's all destructive. And all these people, in one way or another, they worship death. In the case of this Texas church shooter, he clearly wanted to destroy himself and others. I think a family member, his mother-in-law, was someone that he really hated. He wanted to destroy her, and he was willing to destroy himself in the process. Well, look at science and eugenics and genocide. The eugenics movement is all about destroying African Americans or other targeted races. But Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist, who said that black people, in her words, were human weeds who needed to be destroyed and eliminated from the human gene pool. I've actually got a full mini documentary, a lecture video posted on this at naturalnews.com. You got to check it out. It's almost an hour long, I think. And it goes through all the vectors of eugenics and genocide that science and medicine is currently waging against Africans and African Americans as well. All of this, it's all the same threat. It's all the same culture. It's all the same kind of people who worship Satan often, who worship death, who worship destruction, who hate God. They hate religion. They hate Christianity. They hate churches. And most of these people also hate America, by the way, because America is a Christian nation. It was founded on the principles of Christianity. And that's why many of these people hate America. So this is just something, a pattern to notice. When you see mass shootings, look to see if they abuse animals. When you see people who abuse animals, ask yourself, who is abusing children? Because it's the vaccine industry. It's the psychiatric industry. It's the pharmacological giants that are putting children on drugs or using children for medical experiments. It's the eugenicists. It's the genocidal maniacs who are doing population reduction in Africa. You think it's a coincidence that the Black Plague is spreading in Africa right now? Ask yourself a question about why is that happening there when it was Ebola last time? Why are all these biological weapons just magically appearing in Africa? Well, I'll let you answer that question for yourself because you're smart enough probably to connect the dots. In any case, watch my video. It's on naturalnews.com. Protect yourself. If it's legal in your area, carry a concealed weapon. Learn how to use it. Learn how to deploy it. Be able to defend yourself. You might have to defend your family, your church, your congregation, your community. That guy in Texas was stopped by an armed citizen with a rifle who shot him. And then another guy, they chased him down in their car. And it was because of an armed citizen that guy was finally killed, the shooter. So protect yourself. You're living in a world full of insane anti-God maniacs who hate religion, who hate little babies. That guy shot a two-year-old, no different than the post-birth abortion that's been promoted by the left. They love the idea of killing babies after the fact, after they're born. They just call it post-birth abortion. So keep in mind, all these people are the same. They're just mass murderers. They just have different forms, different uniforms, different careers, but they all have the same goal, which is death, destruction, suffering, and denying any existence of God. They're all atheists, and they all want to destroy themselves and destroy as many people, innocent people, as possible, as they are destroying themselves. So stay informed on all of this at naturalnews.com. Be safe, everybody. We are here to protect life, and I know you are as well. And we are living in very dangerous times with a lot of evil forces out there that are trying to destroy everything that we value. Be careful. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.